Bean, Members First Credit Union, created by...
They are the best underwriters in the world because they give us money.
That's correct.
Those listeners have yet to establish them
That's
being
right.
the best.
And you could be the best right now by going to KZFR.org, hit the donation tab. It's super, super easy. You could Venmo us at KZFR 90.1. You could pledge via text 44321. And again, you could go online, KZFR.org, KZFR.org. That we simplified it. Just go online.
Make it I mean, I know there's people out there that still like doing the phone calls.
You can, but you can. If you do call today, just to let you know, Statman Brad's got to run out and take the call. So 530-895-0131 if you want to give Brad some overtime here that he doesn't get paid for. But we do want to thank Members First Credit Union, created by the community, for the community. Members First is member-owned, not-for-profit financial institution providing checking, savings, loans, and credit cards to residents of Butte, Glen, Shasta, and Tehama counties. For more information, visit m1cu.org. Shout out to the best listeners in the world.
Well, yet to be best listeners in the world. Can
be
the best.
Can be.
Yes, can be.
Okay, if you want to be the best listeners in the world, go to KZFR.org right now. Click the donations tab. Follow the very easy steps. Get yourself a thank you gift. And do some good in this world.
It's helping out your community radio that, again, we are not told what we can and can't say. Like, they allow us on the air. Like,
yes,
if you listen to the show, you know.
Great.
Yeah. You know, okay, they really don't have any standards here. Well, they do.
they have standards. We barely meet them, but we're of the community.
We are of the community.
Which is the most important standard.
That is the standard that they want us to be by, which we abide by. And then, you know, other than that, we're allowed to say what you want.
Listen,
what your heart's desire.
KZFR gave us a show,
yes.
Okay? If for no other reason, go to KZFR.org right now, because this was the one radio station bold enough in the world to give us a shot.
Rudy.
Yes. And I'll do the same thing as last year. But last year, I only donated $20. So I'll
step it up.
I'll match anyone that tags us, shows us proof at TBP Not A Game, up to $100.
There you go.
There we go.
Rude dog, our man.
But you have to show proof, though. Tag us in and show proof that you actually did it.
Money talks.
Like, you know, don't be like, oh, yeah, I donated $10 and you never did. Actually do it.
Money talks, okay? Yeah.
Money talks. That's right.
BS walks a marathon.
And we are talking about practice going live right now.
We talking about practice. Not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
That's right. You know the drill. We are talking about practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I am your co-host, Jarrell Gilbert. Alongside me, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isomaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
We got a resident degenerate. If you got it, then spend it, because you can't take this money with you, Rudy Vasquez.
Let's go, baby.
And of course, producer extraordinaire, the bathroom bandit, the one, the only, Statman Brad.
Yeah!
We got the lights going. They're flickering. You yelled so long.
A little too loud. I might have broke the lights in here.
The lights have been doing this quite often in our studio. They're just flickering on and off, and it's a little spooky.
Yeah.
It kind of goes with
it,
the
It works,
beat,
though. Yeah. I like and it. Intro, I appreciate it. It's like a little strobe light action right now. So,
I like it.
You know, it's you just got to play with it, you know?
Yeah.
If they come at you, play with it, okay?
That's what she said.
That's what she said, too. Play with it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's keep it moving. Once again, make sure you go follow us at TBP Not A Game. TBP Not A Game on Instagram. We got a bunch of good stuff going on over there. Plus, you could join us live and see us behind the scenes talking to one another. So go on and do that. And again, it is Pledge Drive. We are community radio. That means we are not commercial radio. That means that we rely on the support of our listeners to help us stay operational around here. And about 6 years ago, this station was kind enough to give us a little show here called TBP, talking about practice. And we...
No corporate oversight, okay?
No corporate oversight.
That's what we can tell you. We bring down the corporations. That's what we do here, okay?
That's right.
We're trust busters over here, okay?
Yes, sir.
So Grant's going to give us the heads up when the donations come in. And Statman Dad coming in clutch with the first one of the day. $100.
Wow. Hey!
Let's go.
$200
see y'all match that. Right. I want to see some matching out there, people.
Statman
matching.
Dad.
Let's go.
Shout out to
he is the best listener. He has the number one spot.
I told you we had the best listeners.
Listener. Statman Dad. Yes. That is the best listener in the world, Statman Dad, 100%.
That's correct.
He comes to correct.
Statman Dad's coming in clutch.
He has been
absolutely
for years.
Huge supporter of the show. So,
yes. Okay, you guys said that's why he's the best listener.
Little wrong about that Celtics pick a few years ago, but you know.
We don't bring that up. We never even bring that up. Why would you bring that up, Brad? We don't tarnish the name of Statman Dad here, okay? Statman Brad, yes, that's already tarnished. Yes. Right? That's in the mud.
But Statman Dad is a legend.
Pristine and kept clean. Do not bring up that fault ever again.
I'm going to do something.
Erase it from memory.
Okay, I'm going to do something. I apologize, Dad.
Usually we have a vote on the TBP Hall of Fame, but okay. I'm going to go ahead and we're going to forego the vote, and we're going to go ahead and put Statman Dad in the TBP Hall of Fame as a Hall of Fame.
I love it. That's right there. Deserved. Well deserved. Wow. We veto the process.
Congratulations.
Right now. I sign off on
Statman
that.
First ballot. Unanimous vote.
First unanimous vote.
That's right.
That is impressive.
Hall of Statman Fame. Dad.
That is impressive. Good job. Good job.
Thank you, Statman Dad.
I wish we had a gold jacket or something.
The golden do-rag.
I'll send that over to Statman Dad.
Always. Forever and always.
His bald head will appreciate it.
Love it. All right, we got
a picture
up
in the sun. Okay?
Yeah, no, honestly, let's see if we can get a picture with that.
Yeah, we got to do it.
Absolutely.
We got a lot to get to. We're going to talk some baseball since Brad took a hiatus, a stand, if you will, by not watching baseball this year because of his hatred for Rob Manfred. And
which I 100% am behind. I love it.
Yes.
I love that he's doing it. Respect.
Yes.
But we need to talk about it.
But we're going to talk about it.
We're going to talk about it anyway. We're not taking that stand.
No,
we're glad you are. Yeah. We're not, though. Glad that you are and TVP can have that behind our name. That we as a show
have somebody that's doing that.
Just we as a show are taking a stand against Rob Manfred and our boycott of the season.
Yeah, we're going to.
Me and Jarrell, personally, are not. But as a show, we are, though.
We're going to ride your coattails. We're going to say TBP has taken a stand.
Okay. Yes.
Rudy, Derek, and Jarrell have not.
But TBP has.
That's correct. By proxy, we have taken a stand.
By proxy, okay.
You are our proxy.
We are standing on
our appreciate
I will hold that mantle very proud.
I love it.
And you know what? In honor, you're bearing our cross.
Yep.
You are on the mount, and you shall rise again. All right? That's all I know.
You shall rise again?
You shall rise again. I know. Yeah.
I hope everyone had a wonderful Easter out there. Again, pledge drive, KZFR.org. Go there, donate. If you got $5 that you can give up $5. Just know anything over $300, you get a tax write-off, baby. So do some good.
Is it too late to do it now? Because today is the last day for tax day.
Perfect timing, if you ask me.
I was going to say, do it right now.
But if you've already
2021.
So yeah.
Oh, that's right. Too late for that.
Yeah, we have a tax expert next to us.
I take it back. We are. Yeah, we're doing 2021 this year, so it's too late for that right now. But next year,
but still,
you're gonna love yourself.
You still get it back.
You know.
Yeah.
You just have to wait.
I got a nice little refund coming my way. I'm excited for it.
Hey,
first one I got in a while. I've usually had I don't know what happened, but I'm finally doing it right.
Good for you.
It's nice.
Refunds are a good time.
Yeah.
All right. Let's start with NBA playoffs, shall we? Shall we?
It's important. It's playoff time.
Playoffs. It is playoff time.
You know?
Playoffs.
Playoffs.
Kyrie versus Boston, man.
That was fun.
So, just to run it back, Kyrie played for Boston for a couple of years. He missed the first playoff run with the Celtics and then decided not to show up for game 6 and 7 the second time around. So, and then unceremoniously, after saying he was going to stay with the Boston Celtics, decided to... dip.
Bold-faced lie to their...
Lie to the fan base.
I mean, he's one of the many that does that. He's not the only one to ever say that. Many players have said they're coming back and they don't come back.
That's correct. But he said he had a long conversation with his dad. His dad's from the greater Boston area. And then he did not do that. Went to the Brooklyn Nets to form a... I guess you could call it a super team? Join another superstar.
Yeah, there we go. Yet to be a super team.
Yes.
But superstar, yes.
And Kevin Durant yes. at Brooklyn. And so Brooklyn finds their way to the seventh seed after winning a play-in game. And again, obviously, Kyrie out half the season with COVID protocol and not getting vaccinated. Kevin Durant missing a significant chunk of time. They obviously, going into the season, you thought they'd be, you know, top three seed. They obviously slipped, but makes sense because their two superstars were out this season. They played in the Garden yesterday, the Boston Garden, and Kyrie had all sorts of antics after going off. I believe he scored, was it 36 or 39? I can't remember.
39, yeah. 12 for 20, 6 for 10 from the three line.
Yeah.
He balled out.
That's the line. That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's filthy.
He was pissed.
One of the best game one performances I can remember.
But an L.
Still a loss.
The only game one performance I would put over that in an L was LeBron James and the famous J.R. Smith not knowing how much time there was on the clock.
Oh, that was game one, huh?
That was a game one in the finals. And LeBron went for 50-something, like 112 rebounds, 39 assists, 400 steals. It was a ridiculous stat line. Okay, obviously I'm exaggerating. But nonetheless, Kyrie put on a show in Boston in a loss at the buzzer when Jason Tatum got the lineup. But I just wanted to talk about, man, that fan base hates Kyrie.
Well, they're Boston, so they're very vocal about hating anybody they hate.
That's true.
And they really hate Kyrie. They really hate the people that you played for them, you come back in the face at them. Kyrie has always been a very outspoken player himself.
Yeah.
Has many takes out there, whether you like him or not. Many you shouldn't like some of them, but he has takes no matter what. Talking about the flat earth technology, okay? Dumb take. But either way, we're not talking that. We're not going down that road. He is a very polarizing figure, and you initially think that he loves to play with the crowd, but I think he just like has a certain weak mentality. I don't want to say weak mentality, but a certain sensitive mentality.
Sure.
There we go. Sensitive mentality.
Yes.
Where you touch on it the wrong way, he gets his buttons pushed very easily. And he responds in emotional fashions right there by using his fingers in a certain, putting out that one finger.
Yes, he flipped off the crowd on multiple occasions.
Several times, yeah.
Yeah. And you can say the crowd deserves it because they were probably yelling profanities his way the entire time. But at some point in time, it's like, you know, I get it. I didn't have a problem. It's not my, you know, football bird, whatever. These fans deserve it. They're Boston. I hate Boston fans, too, just as much as the next person. I mean, I think I only hate Yankee fans more than I hate Boston fans. No, Philly fans are pretty rough, too.
Yeah.
Philly fans are pretty annoying. But, like, that whole East Coast, they're just all ruckus bunches of people up there, and they had nothing better to do but yell at Kyrie for breaking their hearts because they had nothing to do but worry about the sports because it's so cold over there, you know?
Yeah.
They're like, they have all this tension built up because it's so cold up there. They have nothing else to do except watch sports. And when they don't get their entertainment fulfilled, they got to yell out Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, and one thing I saw that I hated was people were talking about the racism in Boston and trying to connect that. Okay, yes, there has been a history of racism.
There's history of racism everywhere.
Yeah.
And throughout the entire world.
In Boston in particular. But in Boston in particular, there's been a history, and there's been a history of racial slurs said to players.
Yes. Yes.
By all accounts, that did not happen yesterday. So I would like if all the pundits out there and people who do what we do, we don't need to connect those two. That didn't happen as far as anyone knows. So, okay, yes, if you want to talk about the history, cool. But that wasn't something that was slipped into yesterday's events. I will say, yelling F you, Kyrie, I've always thought sports are better when they're like professional wrestling. I love when you have a heel. I love when you have a guy who's going to come up and amp up the crowd and flip middle fingers. Do I think it's a good look for Kyrie? Absolutely not. But I'm not a big Kyrie fan, so I don't really care. I'm good with him acting a donkey and doing these things because I like when sports are meant to be entertainment.
No doubt. And I think that's one thing, harping on the idea of what wrestling is. You want to avoid the wrestling in the whole, you know, it's drawn out, it's played out already. But the idea of there's a good and an evil, essentially, in wrestling that you're trying to conquer, and you as a fan base get behind your good or your evil or whatever it is. And sports, again, that we love that. It's polarizing. Right now, Kyrie and the Nets are evil. in the Boston Garden right now. That especially is the there, bad yeah. right there, yeah. you know? And it is that situation where it is fun, especially if you're there in the arena, where you get that animation, you feel that vibe about it, where that the certain you can call it hostility, but that still hostility is a palpable vibe out there
yeah.
that is, whether you like it or not, is entertaining to watch.
It is entertaining, and that's kind of my point. Is
no doubt.
I think it's pretty lame to just yell F you, or I think it's way over the line to talk about anyone's family. I think you should never do that. I think heckling should be look this person up, get some good, fun, spirited stuff. To call him a bum, whatever, yeah, that's
like,
fine.
Yes. Say he's ugly, something like that. Call Kevin Durant a dingleberry.
That's
all
a little too far.
Okay.
But I think talking, you know, just making fun of players is fine. Good old-fashioned heckling. I think it's pretty lame when you just say F you to a player. But what I will say, and I this is a question I have for you guys. What do sports fans enjoy more? And I'll start with the room. What do we enjoy more? Do we enjoy winning, or do we enjoy hating on another team more?
I think Ooh. It's, oh, God. I mean, I hate the Dodgers so much that I enjoy it, because every time they lose, it's a win for me.
Right.
You know, so.
You know, yeah, I will enjoy watching a team that I hate in a series that doesn't really matter to me lose than my team winning a pointless series.
I mean, you know me. I love watching people lose. Yeah. Seeing the dejection in fans' tears. Hearts is something I live for on a regular basis. So I know I have to say, but no matter what, because granted, that is because I experienced so little true. I mean, granted, I had the Lakers that I had joy in right now, but I haven't had any really true joy as a sports fan in quite some time. And you can say, obviously, the World Series the Dodgers had, that's nice. It makes up for a bandage that is still very fresh in my mind of the 2017 loss, because I was there at Game 7. And that 2020 was just a makeup for that moment in time.
Yeah.
But I never got to experience that true happiness. You know, I've never had that in the moment of, like, sheer and utter
euphoria.
Exactly, yeah. That euphoria you're looking for. So, yeah, I do appreciate the sorrow more because I've lived it myself. I've lived in the sorrow. I am the sorrow. So, like, the sorrow is something that I love. I love misery, loves company, you know?
No
so
doubt.
Seeing other people do that, it's just like, yes.
I agree. I completely agree. Mm-hmm. I think that fans need a villain. We love to hate just as much, if not more, than actually winning in our team.
I mean, I've told you how much I hated my Coach K. I'm yep. kind of sad that he's no longer there for me to hate on anymore.
And now, you still are entertaining.
You have your hate just of Duke, which that's still that's relevant. Right. But for me, it was Coach K, and Coach K was my villain. And not having him here is definitely going to hurt. Like, I don't have anything to root against now. You know? You need that. And I definitely feel we need to harp into that more often, and players go for it. I think, is it a good look or bad? He's going to look a bad look in Boston. But right. in Brooklyn, you're going to be a hero if you come right. out on top.
Right.
You know? Like, you're a villain in one place, the hero the next.
Right. Yeah.
So it's not like you are mainly the villain. You can play a villain for a little bit, but then you can become that hero just as much as you became that villain. So I think that's the great thing about this, what basketball can become. You are not pegged in one area or another.
Mm.
Like, in your area, they're going to love you. Maybe the rest of the world might hate you. But that's going to be, that's in general. Right. You know, like, and no yeah. one, if you're not on my team, I'm not with you. I might have respect for you and certain, like, ah, he's a cool player to watch. But I'm not going to be actively rooting for you all the time.
Yeah.
So I think that's something you know, just adopt it. All the players should go for it right now. Take on that cross.
Yeah, just like Trae Young in
Atlanta.
No, yeah, but he plays against, oh, my God.
Are you talking about this most recent series?
Cleveland?
Against the Knicks, sorry. Every yeah. time, MSG hates Trae Young.
They do, yes.
And he thrives off that.
And he's kills. A charming villain, too.
No, yeah, yeah.
The way he smiles and takes a bow. He waved goodbye to the Cleveland Cavaliers fans.
Those are the ones you want to hate the most, I feel.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. So he's taking that part in the NBA, being that new villain coming up on the rise, which is awesome.
And there's just, and obviously you're seeing from Trae Young, there's different ways to play it.
Yep.
Kyrie, you get a little more emotional. You kind of have the bird flipping on. And, yeah. and that might respond to you. And that might feel you more.
Yeah.
But
I feel the Trae Young situation is less vitriol than it is against Kyrie in Boston, right?
Yes.
Because he's flipping the bird and all that.
He's
hitting threes
pissed.
And turning and smiling to the crowd and waving goodbye and all that stuff, I think it's like, ah, we hate him, but we hate him out of respect.
And I think MSG, obviously, they're going after his hair more than anything, you know?
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
Easy target.
Yeah, exactly. Which is easy pickings, which is unfortunate. It's going to happen no matter what. Looking at you. Why can't I not think of Brandon?
You're looking at
Smith.
Who?
Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh.
I really killed that one right now. I had it. I completely lost her name right now. I was wanting to say Vivica A. Fox, but no, God bless Vivica A. Fox. She's gorgeous. She still got a full head of hair. Unlike you, Jada.
Wow. Okay.
You almost forgot the name again.
I did. You really did, yeah. Thank you for picking up on
that. Yeah, no. I wasn't going to let that one slide.
No, you don't, please. I was trying to
jump to the next point, but I think we needed to stay there for a second. Fans, chicken, like, we get it. It's not humane, but, like, can we stop gluing ourselves to the floor?
Seriously.
And chaining ourselves to the basket? It's ridiculous.
The birds are going to die anyways.
Apparently, that girl that was trying to do glue herself to the floor was just using, like, school, like, Elmer's glue.
Oh. That is a joke.
Like, dead serious. I'm pretty sure that's the type of glue she was doing.
This lady flew from California to go to Minnesota to catch a Timberwolves playing game against the Clippers, and then used Elmer's glue. You went through all that effort didn't bother to get super glue.
That's like, why
or just Gorilla Glue. That would have been a good one. Yeah.
That's why PETA's not backing this right now. They're like, no, at least we'd do a better job than this little amateur right now. Yeah,
do some damage.
Yeah, like this is an amateur hour right now. If you're going to do it big. If not,
PETA's probably embarrassed right now.
You know what? You deserve a couple of chickens to die right now. Like a couple of those goats deserve to die because of your...
Under her name,
yes. These are dead because of you, because that stupid antic you did there. Elmer's glue? Are you kidding me? All right, you'd be better if you did duct tape yours. You know?
Oh, 100%.
That would be way better.
Oh yeah,
that's harder to get off than Elmer's glue. Yeah. It takes like 10 minutes for that to glue on construction paper. It doesn't even do it right.
No, it takes 20 years to dry. Anyways, what are you doing?
It's not meant to dry.
That's the thing.
It's not meant to dry.
It takes so long to dry. How much time did you think you're going to have on the floor?
Right?
Unbelievable.
They're usually pretty quick at that. Usually pretty quick.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Do better.
Couple chickens dead on her account right now. 100%.
That's right.
You know what? I think we should actually talk about their babies taken into the cockfighting world. That's what should happen.
Oh.
You know what? We should make some money off of these.
Cutthroat.
Right now. You know what? That's what we should do. Now we're talking. Now you have harmed them for life. It's not a quick
mental scarring.
That's what we're doing. We're going to put them through torture, okay?
Let's go.
And we're going to see what can happen for
them. Well, at least we can make some money off of them at the end of it.
That's what I'm saying. At least, you know what? You made us lose some time on that court. We make some money off these chickens, okay? I'm for it. Let's go.
Yep, I'm down. Let's do it.
Oh, man.
That looks great. Jordan Poole, few things have been wrong about in my career doing this than saying Jordan Poole was one of the worst role players getting or rotation players getting minutes in the league, and literally immediately after that he had a career high and then went on a run where he averaged like 28 over 3 weeks. So
I thought you did that intentionally, just trying to, like, you know,
I was trying to,
because he definitely was
jinx him. Yeah, obviously that's what you're trying to do.
Yeah,
give yourself the credit there,
so
man.
You're welcome.
Jordan Poole is all your creation right now. Okay, you doubted him. He was like, I'm proving Giroux wrong, and he's like, prove me wrong.
That's right.
He proved you wrong.
Steph is still working his way back. He played, didn't play great, didn't play terrible. Just looked at it, you know, like he missed a month and a half of basketball. So, no major surprises there. Miami looked dominant as well. That's what you expect from a one seed. What you didn't expect is the T-Wolves to get the win against Memphis, the 2 seed in the West, with Ja Morant. So I think that is actually going to be a really interesting series.
I think the Timberwolves, I think Memphis just needs to lose Ja Morant. They're obviously a better team without him.
That's,
you know,
so like, weird.
That's the thing right now. Ja Morant messes them up. He's a cancer to that team right there. You know, and they just need to drop him.
But yeah, he just needs to sit out, dude, because everyone else balls out. They're like, okay, we need to step it up when he's on here. That's what they do.
Yeah.
So
maybe do that when
Josh should just take one for the team, be like, all right, you guys got it this time, dude.
Yeah,
I'll come back around next time.
Yeah, I'm with you. Let's go over to baseball real quick. I just wanted to ask you boys, what's your biggest surprise of the baseball season so far?
You guys have probably the two best candidates for the NL Cy Young. Which scares the
hell out of me.
Wait,
Rondon
what?
Is a machine.
Yeah. You guys,
really?
Yeah.
Whew.
I'm scared.
Who are they?
Carlos Rondon and
Webb and Rodon.
Logan Webb.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, Logan Webb's going off right
good
now.
Good for the Giants.
Dude, Rondon has probably the nastiest high fastball in the game.
Yeah, I like his way he attacks his zone. I hate the fact that I live up here because I watch so much Giants baseball. God, why? So I just see it. And I was seeing Rodon, he's filth. Yeah. Obviously, Webb, he's filth. Your biggest concern is going to be your run producing, but it seems like that doesn't seem to be an issue, which again
for
scares
now.
Me. Yeah. I'm still confident in the Dodgers. I was a little off last week the way we started, but we've definitely come around. I like where we're going.
Well, you haven't lost since that first series,
not
right?
Since that first series, yeah. So, looking good on the, neither have you guys either, I believe. So, either way, we're tied at the top.
We dropped one to the Padres.
Okay, yeah, that's right. But by the way,
I think we lost two games, and I believe you guys lost two games.
We're both tied at the top of the the NL West right now. And we have a big series against Atlanta going on starting today.
Yep.
Y'all got the Mets postponed today, though.
But tomorrow we got Max Scherzer and Logan Webb.
Oh,
yeah,
do you?
Yeah.
What did you call it, Schwarzer?
Schwarzer. You know what I mean.
I like Schwarzer better.
Schwarzer. Yeah.
Schwartzy.
Yeah.
Schwartzy.
You just gave him a bigger nose right now, man. That's what you did right now.
Oh, man.
He's better with his IRA right now.
So that's tomorrow.
His portfolio has never looked so good. Derek, how'd you feel about Dave Roberts pulling Kershaw in that perfect through six, was it? Or
eight.
Seven.
80 pitches, perfect through seven, 13 Ks. I want to smack him, but I always want to smack Dave Roberts. So nothing's changed on that behalf. Yeah. It was kind of like a catch 22. I want to see that happen, but at the same point in time, this was Kershaw's very first start. He didn't have a spring, more or less. He barely had a off season. He really said he took his time off with the lockout. Understandable. Hey, the dude's a legend, but still, the dude is going, dealing. He's got to say he's feeling good. Let him go out there at least for the eight. See what happens. I know this was like that. The most pitches he had thrown that entire season up to that point in time, he'd never gone six, let it go in seven. They'd said he'd never thrown more than, I think, 75 pitches in any of those simulated games. So that is definitely – but the guy's still a pro. The guy's been doing it for years. Yeah. You know, he's got to have it. While I know injuries are always scary. So, again, I'm worried about those injuries because I want the guy for – and he looked great. If we can have that – semblance of Kershaw, my goodness, we're going to be scary at that rotation. It is going to be filthy, and especially if we get Bauer back,
Too. Yeah. If you guys
he should. The fact that he's not there, that's annoying me more than anything.
Right?
The fact that the MLB kept his suspension going, they prolonged it still, which I do not know why. It's baffling beyond belief. It's pissing me off on that fact. But get Bauer back in there. If you have a Kershaw going as well, our team will go in. But again, I still wanted to smack Dave Roberts because, like, get him out there for me. At least see what happens. At least let him give it up himself.
Yeah, there's, what, 20-something perfect
23
game?
Perfect games.
Yeah, right? Come on.
Dave Roberts, punchable face or not?
Just punchable action.
Or is it a slappable face?
It's actions that cause me to want to beat him down.
Okay. Yeah. Just wasn't too sure what line we're hitting. Is it punchable or is it slappable?
It's just what he does to my team and how he handles it. Fair. And I think a lot of Dodgers fans are with me on that. He is a just infuriating guy at times. And,
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Fair enough.
That's fair.
All right. Rudy, let's get to your picks.
Yeah, let's do it.
So we do not have the sound today.
Okay.
Rudy, 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 Rudy.
All right. Tomorrow we got Liverpool and Man U. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go Liverpool. That's easy.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And then Wednesday, a big week of soccer in the Premiership. I got my boys Chelsea against Arsenal. It's a makeup game. So I got them rolling at -114.
A London derby there.
And then I got Man City over, who's it, Brighton? Yes. Brighton at -515 and the over on that game as well. So if you do a three-team parlay, it comes out to a +225. So, yeah. So Liverpool over Man U, Chelsea over Arsenal, and then Man City over Brighton and the over on the Brighton game. So let's get this money, guys. Let's go.
Let's get it. All right. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. We are people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. I want to remind all our listeners, once again, it is, in fact, Pledge Drive. So you can go to kzfr.org and pledge there. You just go ahead and text 44321. You could Venmo at KZFR901. You could do it old school. Pick up a phone, 530-895-0131.
Can I say something about trying to call on the phone? So I recently had a situation with my insurance company where I was trying to pay my bill. And something happened where they tried to get me all at the wrong time. Didn't have the right money in the account. Somehow it came back. It's like, don't know what's happening.
These
so
things happen.
Happen. So I call them up. I'm like, hey, can I pay my bill? And I was like, I don't have my insurance number and policy number in front of me. Just go through my information, you know? And they're like, yeah, sure. Okay, I can't do it. I'm going to send you over to someone who can. True enough, I have to go to another automated system where I need to put in my policy number. Where I'm like, I can't have my policy number, so I get back to the same person.
He pawned you off.
Same person. Oh, I get pawned. Like, yo, you send me off to machine again. Just give me to the person that can, an actual person. Okay, yeah. Nope, machine again. Had to put in my, no, was so infuriated. And I was sure, by the time I, sure enough, I got hung up on. I was like, yeah,
of course.
Wow, okay. So
there goes 25 minutes of my day.
Yeah.
I'd be annoyed too, man.
Actually, if you call here, though, we will answer, though.
We will. 530-895-0131. 530-895-0131.
But it's easier online.
Or, yeah, I was going to say, or donate online.
KZFR.org. That's easy.
Easy.
Yeah. There you go. We want to give a shout out to our friends who make life easy and make sleep easy. Square Deal Mattress Factory, building the best night's sleep since 1920. Square Deal is celebrating over 100 years of making mattresses, bedding, furniture, and now face masks with fabric of your choice right here in Chico. Square Deal is located at 1354 Humboldt Avenue. For details, see squaredealmattress.com. Again, pledge drive, kzfr.org. Go there. Make it happen.
I made a joke about Will Smith's wife, and I haven't been slapped yet, okay? That's pretty impressive.
That is impressive.
That's pretty impressive.
He's still on the plane. He's on his way here.
Well, you know, I almost forgot his wife's name, so maybe that's...
Yeah, that's grounds. Yeah, you saw what he did.
Right?
Yeah.
Talking about betting, I'm on the Bleacher Report Sports Bet. Marcus Smart just won Defensive Player of the Year. This dude dropped $25 on February 26th at plus 24,000. Turn $25 into $6,025.
Shouts! That's
dang.
Awesome.
That is unreal.
That is awesome.
I'm sorry, I totally missed that because Brad was telling me something. Can you tell me what?
Yes, so this dude dropped $25 on Marcus Smart to win Defensive Player of the Year. He just won.
Marcus Martin?
Smart.
Marcus Smart.
Oh, Marcus Smart. I was like, who is this Marcus Martin we're talking about right now?
That's plus 24,000.
Oh, my word.
$25 into 6,000.
Oh, I bet you wish you dropped a cool C-note on that. But still, $6,000 from $25, that's the American dream right there.
Yes.
That's under the $10,000 to report.
Yep.
Even better.
There you go. There you go.
Damn. Suck it, IRS. Actually, you can't. It's all mine.
Yeah. All right. Derek and Mackey with the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world...
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Now, everyone, this is a glorious day. A furious battle has been won on our front, everyone. On the stoner front, I should say. On the stoner front out there, all the people who are the toker-uppers of the medicinal or the recreational. Doesn't matter now. It's legal here in California.
Yeah. Yep, 100%.
This is a huge victory for us.
Let's hear
massive. The Mexican pizza is back.
Wait, Taco Bell?
Taco Bell's Mexican pizza is back. What?
Oh, my God.
That is right, everyone.
Right.
Not just for stoners out there, but for everyone throughout the entire world, you are welcome.
About time.
The Mexican pizza.
God.
From Taco Bell.
It was a while, hasn't it been?
Is back.
Whew.
Officially removed from the menu back in 2020. I broke that news for us all. I was telling us, I don't know if you remember. I brought that news story.
Because
I'm a man that brings news to the people. The proper news that you need to know about. And when that was happening, we were all scared for our lives. We were. Mexican pizza is being taken away from us right now. How can we survive? We did. We survived those two torturous years through a pandemic, too. I mean, that was more of a pandemic than a pandemic, man. Yeah. Not even Mexican
that
pizza.
That was a pandemic.
That was. What just happened around it was just fluff.
Yeah, I was like, you didn't have a Mexican pizza. Who cares, dude? There's no Mexican pizza.
No Mexican pizza.
Anymore.
Why would I want to taste anything anyway?
No, exactly.
If there's no Mexican pizza to taste, what's the point of having taste buds?
So it's
well,
back.
Luckily for us, like I said, it is back. Unfortunately, I will say maybe 420, not actually in the future, though. Some stoners we didn't actually win. It's coming back on May 19th.
Oh. Oh, but, so this is just
Warming up. Yeah. I'm just getting y'all know. All ready. Right. The Mexican pizza is back.
Okay. Big shout out to Doja Cat for that one for Mexican pizza.
Do not give Doja Cat the credit. That is our doing right now. We did that. Okay. Please. Okay. We fought that good fight.
I think you're on.
Oh.
Yeah. I would say big shout out to Doja Cat because she dropped the freestyle about Mexican pizza and it came back. But you're saying because we complained about it.
We were the front lines. We were on the front lines. She was our support.
Yeah, no,
she came in with the big guns, no doubt. She was the necessary. We needed that artillery behind us, no doubt.
Correct. That last push.
But we were the front line folks.
Yes.
Out there, okay.
That's exciting. Hell yeah.
I wonder if it was. They were doing that beforehand or not? Because there was definitely rioting in the streets.
Yeah,
Taco Bells were being burned down, dude. It got ugly out there.
You know, you thought that was rioting for police brutality. No, that was Mexican pizzas being gone. Okay,
we need it back.
We
guys.
Need them back. Okay. So May 19th, y'all.
Mark it down.
And I'll give a shout out to Doja Cat as well. She deserves it.
Yeah.
But we were fighting the good fight first.
Yes.
Okay. We were there long before that rap came out.
Oh, yeah.
Fair enough.
So thank you, Taco Bell, finally, for bending to the people's needs, wills, and desires. Okay. I think that should get a Nobel Peace Prize right there. She should. I'll give her the Nobel Peace Prize right now for getting Mexican pizza back on the menu. All right. We got our Taco Bell talking. Now, you know what goes good with Taco Bell? Some tequila. Am I right?
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. So long as you're of age. Unfortunately for these kids, they weren't. Over. And I break that lightly because there was a kindergarten class that had themselves a nice little fiesta. soon followed by a nice little siesta. That's right. A group of kindergartners kind of got drunk out there because one of their classmates brought in an alcoholic beverage unbeknownst to her and passed it out to her friends. Like a good friend does. You know, hey, y'all, I got some taste of the good stuff. That's right. She got a little Jose Cuervo margarita mix.
Oh, my God.
From her parents' pantry. And that does have some alcohol in it.
Yeah.
Roughly 10% alcohol. So it wasn't the straight stuff. Obviously, I'm pretty sure if it was the straight stuff, they probably would have, like, thrown up.
They probably
would
have died.
They probably, yeah.
So young. That's kindergarten?
And it's disgusting, too. Like, who loves tequila the first time they ever do it?
That's true.
You know, if you like tequila the first time you do it, you probably don't have any taste buds because you're suffering from Mexican pizza withdrawals. Okay? You might have sweats. Maybe the poops. Yeah. Mexican pizza withdrawals were nasty. They took a lot of lives out there.
Too many lives.
Too many. I lost my grandma to it.
That was a pandemic.
I lost my grandma to it, okay? Take the pizza withdrawals.
Back to
Jose Cuervo. Because actually, those pretty much do burn off taste buds. I'm pretty sure Jose Cuervo burns off taste buds.
Well, yeah, that's so what they're known harsh for. And gnarly. And
gold is not an actual color for tequila, people.
No,
just letting you know.
Far from it.
Gold is a color of something else.
Yes.
As in golden showers.
Okay.
So, careful where your kids are taking to school, y'all. Or not. Film it next time, though. That's all I ask.
Yes.
We'll get some video of that recess action.
Epic. That would have gone viral.
But luckily, the teacher did find it before too many of the kids got their hands on it. And were able to stop the incident from getting too out of control. But either way, kids getting drunk. That's funny.
That is pretty hilarious.
That's like little kids.
Yeah, no, exactly.
I mean, it's not kids. Funny. It's
hilarious. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's not my responsibility.
How old were they again?
Kindergarten.
Oh, that's beautiful. Right?
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Start them young.
Start them young. Well, that's the news, guys. That is the news. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. As always, we want to bring another Hall of Famer in here. Our foreign correspondent, Aaron. Aaron, hello.
How's it going, guys?
Fantastic.
Going well.
Yeah, I think we're all good.
What is up?
Yeah.
Chilling.
We're all doing well.
We've made $200 on the show already.
Yeah. And thank you also for being a part of that.
Yeah,
we appreciate it.
Wait, does that include the money that Rudy is also amassing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is correct. So $225 now.
Well, $250 now, because Aaron just apparently just plays $25.
Hey!
There we go. Well, look at us. Well, thank you, Aaron. Aaron, it's been a while, so it's time to bring it back. The hockey update!
Puck yeah!
I hate doing a hockey update because I know I'm going to hear this. The best part is, my puck husband now enjoys doing the puck yeah to just really, like, torture me. Really? Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Shout out to Nate. All right.
I'm going to have to find a permanent news.
What's that?
I'm going to have to find a permanent new sport other than hockey.
No.
But you love hockey, though.
Yeah, we need this.
You love your
Avalanche. Switch to curling. That's a good ice sport, too.
No.
Okay, well, Brad, that was a terrible idea.
Yes.
But anywho, guys, so in case you didn't know, hockey, we've got 11 days left in the season. The Eastern Conference has been decided. The Florida Panthers, I don't think anyone is surprised by this, but they're taking the lead, and we've got all teams decided, including wild cards. But the wild part is the West is still the Wild West. And even crazier, the Kings are currently seated at number 8.
Damn.
They could make it. They could make it. The Sharks are officially out, though. So we've got 11 days left. And, the Knights are fighting to get in. And it's going to be an interesting next couple weeks.
Yeah, your Avalanche right now.
Killing it.
Absolutely killing it. If the season ended today, they would take home the President's Cup. I know the Panthers have a shot at it, but the Avalanche is rolling this year.
Yeah, they've got the most points, most wins.
They have seven more wins than anybody else. I'm sorry, I take it. Florida has 54, so they have Toronto
54,
too.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, Derek Matthews.
I didn't see them. I apologize. That's why you do this, Aaron, not me. So I'm going to...
In the Western Conference, right, they have far and away more wins. But the Panthers are a good team, and Toronto is number 2 in the Eastern Conference. Looking good. So, yeah, it's going to be a wild next few days just because of the fact that the Pacific is so, or the Western Conference is so wide open still.
And we have, what, a week and a half left of hockey regular season before the Stanley Cup playoffs?
Yep, just about.
Okay.
So, and then the crazy part, too, is, since the Eastern Conference is already decided, you have some of the East teams playing the West teams, and, you know, so they might be, skating by. So it'll be really interesting in a week's time to see where we're at because things are so close.
Yeah, it's really knotted up. Your Avalanche are plus 350 to win the Stanley Cup, followed by the Panthers at plus 550. And then after that, it's all plus 900 and above. So
that's insane.
Yeah.
They're favored that much?
Yeah.
It hasn't even started yet.
Right. Far and away, the Avalanche betting odds to take it all home. So there you go, huh? That's good news for you, Aaron.
Very exciting. I'm not holding my breath, though, since I've changed teams. They haven't done well, but you know what? I'm ever the optimist when it comes to sports. They could do it.
Yeah, they could. They could.
That's the beauty of sports. Potential is always there.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
Do you got anything before we let you out of here? Because I do have one thing to mention before you do get out of here.
I was going to say, are you going to mention the poll and how I was winning with that Bumblebee jersey?
You absolutely dominated the TVP.
Destroying it.
Hall of Fame. Let me check what the most recent stats were. Give me one second here.
Was that the Steelers jersey?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it was one of the most disgusting things on this planet.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is.
71% of the vote.
Oh, wow.
Went to Aaron's nomination of the Pittsburgh Bumblebee jerseys, the throwback. So congrats to you, and we'll have the TBP Hall of Fame back next week, and you'll get to pick last.
Well, it's on this week. It's just unfortunately the spot's been taken by Statman Dad.
That's right.
Yeah, so Statman Dad is already the Hall of Fame nominee winner.
That's correct.
Oh,
He's automatic, so he took the prize this week.
But you will have a shot at it again next week, Aaron.
Sounds good. I'll be ready.
All right. Thanks, as always, for the work. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. Talk to you later, guys.
Later, Aaron. All right. That was our foreign correspondent, Aaron, with your hockey update. And from the hockey update to the North State update, let's allow our friend here, Statman Brad, some space. He's got stats, and his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North State Update.
That is right. Only baseball was in action this weekend as softball was off. They'll be on this weekend, though, playing against Cal State Stanislaus State. That always is a tongue twister for me.
Cal State Stanislaus State.
Yeah, exactly. Even just saying Stanislaus State, it's
Stanislaus,
wrong.
Stanislaus State.
Yeah.
Cal State Stanislaus State.
Nice.
Yeah, wow, that's awful.
Anyways, they're on a 6-game win streak going into this series and hoping to keep it rolling as they only have 2 more series left. Again, Stanislaus State's their next one. And then a big rivalry game at home April 29th and 30th against Sonoma State. Again, both Friday and Saturday are doubleheaders. Last series of the season before they head into CCAA play. So we'll see how they do in the next 2 weeks, and then we'll go from there. But baseball this weekend, a little worrisome. They had 2 games on Thursday. Sorry, the first 2 games, first on Thursday and the first game on Friday, mollywomped Cal State San Bernardino. Easier name to say. They beat them 20-11 the first day on Thursday.
31 runs.
20-11. 31 runs in that game. Then they played on Friday. They beat them 8-5. And then the second game on Friday was their downturn. They lost 7-10. And then they lost on Saturday, 2-8. Not a pretty end to that series. They split it, but they have a big series. They're going to be off this weekend, and then next weekend at home against Cal State Monterey Bay. Huge series and big implications for the CCAA playoffs. Right now, they're both vying for that number one spot. And Chico State could possibly get there if they get the sweep. If they don't, that really adds a lot of pressure to Monterey Bay to win out as well. So, again, overall, 29-11, currently a 2-game losing streak, but Chico State could turn around their fortunes here by playing and sweeping Cal State Monterey Bay at home, 29th, 30th, and the 1st of May, and their last series will be against Cal State East Bay at Cal State East Bay. So, season coming to a close, CCA playoffs are coming into effect, but both teams should be making the playoffs at number 2. Possibly number 1 for baseball if they have a chance. Softball, it's Cal State San Marcos. They're running away with it this year. So they'll most likely be hosting the CCAA playoffs for softball. We'll go from there. Right now, Chico State currently for baseball ranked 21st in the country. After that series, they might drop out of it, get a couple votes, but if they can beat Monterey Bay, which is the number 19 seed in the country, that could change their fortunes a bit in the regional rankings. So that's my North State update.
Thank you, sir. All right, the last couple weeks we've had to rush foot and mouth because we put it at the very end of the show. And so I wanted to switch it up and give you some space, Derek, as there's been a ton going on. Our biggest soccer fans on the show are both you and Rude Dog. And I just felt bad. The last couple of weeks, I've thrown it to you with like 3 minutes left and like, hey, get in all the soccer that's gone on in the last week in 3 minutes. So I'll clear out, give you some space, ladies and gentlemen. Derek and Samaki's got.
And now it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as
39 was last year, and he could barely like throw a ball out of a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth.
That is right, y'all. It is foot and mouth time. There's been pandemonium all around. Gonna start in the Champions League first, though. Fresh in Rudy's heart. The freshest wounds right now. It's a tough one out there.
We played well, though.
Chelsea versus Real Madrid. Chelsea came into the Bernabeu a 3-1 deficit.
Horrible way to go in there. But
terrible way. Get that mouth right, man. That's what he said. 3-1 deficit going to the Bernabeu. What do they do?
They score three. What?
Dude.
Chelsea put on a show in the first half.
Dude, we played great ball.
Excellent ball.
Yeah.
You mentioned it. Reece James looked phenomenal out there, yep. keeping Real Madrid's attack completely at bay.
Yep.
Had zero action really going on for Real Madrid in that first half. But it was excellence, sheer excellence from Chelsea. The first 75 minutes of the game. That's where they got all three of their goals. First 15 minutes, Mount gets you one. Rudiger gets you a beautiful header. And the 51st minutes right at the start of the second half. So you have so much energy, yep. you're hype. And then Vana, Timo Vana, making up for all his mistakes with what could have been a game ceiling, quarter clinching, semifinal reaching mm-hmm. goal. But it wasn't meant to be.
No, it was not.
Why?
Oh, man.
Modric! Wow, the brilliance and beauty of Luka Modric was one of the most spectacular crosses, lobs, outside of the butt passes you'll ever see.
Unreal pass.
Drops a pinpoint, beautiful volley into the foot of Rodrigo, who slices his home into the bottom corner, giving Real Madrid the necessary goal to tie them. They're tied 4. It's 3-1. It's a 4-4 piece. They go into extra time. Benzema! Benz.
Man.
Ballon d'Or winner, y'all.
He just keeps on getting better.
Oh, my goodness. The guy is amazing. It's granted, unreal. Terrible defense from Chelsea in that the way that counter happened, horrible. The way they allowed.
It was embarrassing.
The way he found that space in there. Rudiger, you might be one of the best center backs in the world, but you did a terrible job in marking your man there. Not even marking him.
No, and I'm pretty sure he slipped, too.
He's
backpedaling, he went down, I believe.
It was not a good look at all for them. They just folded underneath that pressure in the Bernabeu and Real Madrid.
So great throughout the whole damn game, dude.
It was a beautiful game from them. What could have been? But Real Madrid onto the semifinals. Now, the surprise of it all. Villarreal.
Who?
Taking down Bayern Munich. That is right. Bayern Munich going in. Villarreal had a 1-0 victory at home against them in the first time. In the second leg, Bayern Munich needed to get that. They got the one, but Villarreal got the winner in the 88th minute from Samuel Chukwueze. Shouts to that man right there, but more importantly, shouts to Unai Emery. Emery was discarded, was disbanded, was thrown, essentially tarred and feathered on the streets of Paris. And what has he done? He's won another Europa League with Sevilla. He took...
Against his old team,
against
right?
his old... Yes, I believe so.
No, wait.
No, it wasn't against...
They played... did they play Man U?
No, it wasn't Man U. They lost to Man U.
Gotcha.
That may have been it. Either way, he's done wonders, he's got a semifinal victory, semifinal appearance now with Villarreal in the Champions League. Huge, huge victory for that team and for that man in particular. And then shouts to Man City and Liverpool, making up the other two semifinalists. Now, that's not that. We had a fantastic meeting once again of Man City and Liverpool. We had a fantastic meeting of them in the Premier League last week, where they put on quite a show. And they had a semifinal matching up in the FA Cup this past weekend as well. And they turned out once again.
Yep.
My goodness, Wembley Stadium is the place to be at for FA Cup semifinal against those two teams.
Yep.
Wow.
What a great game
it was. These are the two best teams in football right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have a chance to see them play any more times than that, we should count ourselves lucky. Because you get to see two of the best managers in the world go at it. And two of the most skilled teams throughout the world put on a show, and that's what they did. Liverpool, a 3-2 victory over Man City to find themselves into the FA Cup final against Chelsea.
Yes,
your
sir.
Boys again. Once again, taking down Crystal Palace in the other semifinal.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
2-0 victory for those boys over
Let's
there.
Let's go.
So the FA Cup final is set for your boys, for Liverpool and Chelsea. We should have a great Champions League matchup as well. In terms of our finals, we should have Liverpool versus Villarreal, Man City versus Real Madrid set for April 26th and 27th. So great times coming ahead for us. More mm-hmm. football. It's beautiful. And like you said, big moment in the big week as in the Premier League. You had those games you got to look out for. It's going to be fun, y'all. It's just getting started. It really is. And we got the World Cup coming up in... it's going to be weird in December. November, yeah, December. Yes,
but we still have the Euros, right, in the summer? Is it this summer or no?
No, the Euros are every 2 years.
So it was last year.
Well, no, it's every 4 years, 2 years after the World Cup.
Gotcha.
Because you have the Women's World Cup in between that. Yes. So, yeah. No, not quite. No, nothing... Nothing big, but still, we're going to have some fantastic football coming this week. Like you said, we've got that Chelsea-Arsenal game, a London derby, Man City, Brighton, Newcastle, Crystal Palace, and Everton, Leicester. Also,
shout out to Everton, dude.
Everton.
We had a
huge victory over Man U. Took a three, big 3 points of them to keep our relegation at bay. Keep our relegation at bay for us for the moment. Still, though. It's creeping up behind us.
He has a red on the line.
I'm scared. That's Foot and Mouth, y'all.
Thank you, sir. All right. Let's hit some positive. You want to get some Grinds My Gears ready? It's been a while.
Yeah, might as well. We haven't talked about
that. Let's hit some positives and do a Grinds My Gears.
Can I host the show? Is that good?
I just feel like those are contradicting.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have him get his Grinds My Gears.
Okay.
And in the meantime...
Pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good.
The news that Kendrick Lamar is finally dropping his much-awaited album.
What?
May 13th.
Finally.
Wow, let's go.
Wow.
Pretty good.
TDE, let's go.
Pretty good. Anyone else got a pretty good? No? Okay, cool.
I mean, we got some rain. That's
good. Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
It's supposed to rain this week as well.
Yeah.
Luke Combs is finally dropping an album, too. That's pretty good.
No.
Not, we're not country here, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we're country up here, but we're not country.
I am.
I know you're country, but we're not country.
Shout out to one of my best friends, Mary, for getting married
this weekend.
It was an epic wedding. Yeah. Her and Matt Price finally tied the knot. High school sweethearts.
Wow.
Love to see it.
You don't hear that or see that often these days.
Yeah. Love to see it.
So, yeah.
Let alone marriages lasting.
That was very good.
I wish the best for both of them.
Yes. And I cried once. Only cried once.
Pretty good.
Okay. Yeah, pretty good.
Pretty good. Okay.
All right, let's do it.
You know what really grinds my gears?
Places that don't automatically give you napkins in your to-go orders.
Oh my gosh.
Good one.
Like, what are we doing, y'all? Oh, yeah. Come on. Like, have some decency with us. I mean, I need my napkins.
Yeah.
Food gets all over the place. Who doesn't need me? You know, you need napkins, okay?
You know what really grinds my gears?
When you order animal fries at In-N-Out and they don't give you a fork with it.
That should be a necessary, too.
That should be a necessary one, too.
That should be automatically.
Too many times that has happened.
Anticipate the needs, y'all. Just a slight anticipation of my needs.
Agreed.
That's all I ever ask for.
Speaking of that, I have a quick one.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When you get a Slurpee and it's just liquid.
Oh, yeah.
You basically have to throw the cup away. Wasteful.
Yeah, that's so
I hate that.
Yeah.
All right, back to you, sir.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When a store breaks down their hours of operations and the hours are broken down by day and they're the exact same hours every single day.
Yep.
Just say Monday through Sunday or whatever, 10 to 9. Whatever. You don't need to break it down unless they're changing on a daily basis. I don't need to see the daily breakdown of their days. It's not necessary.
Couldn't agree more.
It's so wasting my time.
It's redundant. Would you like another one?
I got one more for us.
One more. All right, let's do it.
You know what really grinds my gears?
All these people saying that they have POV videos now, and they're not point of view videos.
Yeah.
Like, people don't understand what POV, point of view.
They're actual point of view.
Oh, point of view of me doing washing the dishes is a video of them washing them doing the dishes.
Yeah.
That's not a POV. POV with you looking down into the sink doing the dishes. That's POV, y'all. I went to college for this. Okay? That's like one thing I remembered in college is a POV, point of view. I remember that. People doing all these POV videos and they're not point of views. And it's just like, sorry.
Didn't go to college for that. And it shows.
Clearly shows. Clearly shows. Go to college, y'all.
We want to thank everyone who donated today.
Statman Dad.
To Statman Dad, First Ballot Hall of Famer.
And Aaron.
Aaron and Steph.
Shout out to Steph. Steph. Shout out to my auntie Ariel.
There we go.
And shout out to Rudy for matching up to $100. Big shout out to Rudy. Woo-hoo! We appreciate it.
Well, I'm doing it right now. That's I haven't done it yet, but I'm doing
people
it.
Right there.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. You know where to find us. In the meantime, in between time, go follow us on TBP, Not a Game. Follow us. We'll follow you back. You could join us during the live show. You could get your comments on the show. You could make fun of us.